This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back. Glad to have you along on What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hanlon today. Good Friday edition of the program. 6 travels for any of you that are headed out for the holiday weekend. Enjoy the fact that we don't have closed roads everywhere, right? And icy conditions and everything else. That sun that came out just like clearing up those roads, something beautiful. So that's good news. We're joined next on the program by Representative Craig Hedlund, talk about the tax bills in the North Dakota legislature and where things are at there, with I would argue the most important thing the legislature needs to do this session, and that is provide tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota with the bounty that we have right now. And I know Craig has been working on that, dying on that hill for a long, long time. So we'll talk with him in just a minute here. Also, Wade Besance will be here. Wade is the Executive Vice President of Summit Carpet Solutions. And we'll get an update on the project. We learned this week that 70% of the landowners necessary to build that project, 70% of the landowners they needed the easements from, they have. They've secured them. So we'll get an update on that front and talk about what it takes to get the next 30 and just overall what's happening with the project. So stay tuned for that coming up on the program as well. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Patriot Mobile. You know, if you are tired of sending your hard-earned money to people who don't like you very much, so you can say, well, I've got good coverage, there is another way. Patriot Mobile will save you from that. And Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They have broad nationwide coverage. A little secret here is they use the same towers as all of the major carriers. And have plans to fit any budget, 100% U.S.-based customer support team. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Representative Craig Hedlund back with us on What's On Your Mind. Craig, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Happy to be with you today.
So, you've been toiling a long time to get an income tax relief bill in one form or another for how long now?
Well, I think, you know, the last time we actually did do income tax relief, I believe, was the 13th session. We did $350 million worth of tax relief at that time. We are back collecting more revenue than that relief provided. We're back up to levels where we certainly can do without some of that income tax revenue. And trying to get it back to the taxpayers now, or not get it back to them, just allow them to keep it. And that's the sausage we're making right now. As you probably have heard, the flat tax bill that we passed over the Senate, nice, clean bill, they completely gutted into something that, they got rid of the flat tax piece completely. What they did do, pass back, was relief in the first bracket, a zero bracket up front on our current marginal rates, and then they put a bunch of property tax relief that they wanted in the bill. So we had our first conference committee yesterday. We pointed out the problems with the property tax pieces, specifically the 20 mil buy down that they inserted in the bill. They had taken out centrally assessed property. payment in lieu of tax piece for the rural electrics. So what centrally assessed is in lieu of tax on pipelines, electric infrastructure, and those types of things. Well, the first thing that happened when we had the hearing is we had the utility shareholders and BNSF get up and say, you pass this bill like this, we're going to sue you. And then they went to cite a couple of court cases where they already have precedent that property taxes need to be equal. And so if we're going to provide relief for ag, commercial, and residential, we have to do it for centrally assessed as well. So that problem is going to have to be solved. So I think the House's position is, you send us over a mess, we're going to try and help clean up that mess, but we're going to do it on one condition, and that is we move back to the language that refers to a flat tax. And whether or not that rate is 1.5% or something below 2, I think that is negotiable. But the rest of it, I don't think we have any interest in the House, because we've seen that the mill levy buy down that we've done in the past has not translated to relief to the taxpayers. There may be a little short-term relief up front, but in the end, the property taxes just keep going up. But what it does do is it commits the state to spending, I think, this biennium, $1.4 billion into the education funding formula that was in turn meant to be tax relief that now nobody even recognizes. So that's why our focus in the House has been on income tax relief, because there's just no way that relief doesn't happen, because we don't take the money. We don't collect the money. It stays with those who earn it. To me, it's just that easy to see. I'm frustrated that the Senate, we just can't get them to go along. So, if you want true tax relief, I think we do need the taxpayers, the citizens, to call their senators and tell them we want tax relief. And we understand that the only tax relief that's guaranteed to stay with us is through the income tax. It's that simple.
Couple questions for you related to the threat of a lawsuit, and you're saying that property taxes would need to be equal. I assume the price tag on that is not something that anybody has an appetite for?
Well, it certainly does increase the cost of providing those mill levy buy-downs. It's not an extraordinary high amount, but it does add the cost to that program. And, that's why the Senate decided in their wisdom to take out the centrally assessed. Once that happened, those involved, those that found out that they were going to be kept at their current rates when everybody else was getting relief, that just wasn't going to fly with them. And when we had the hearing, they protested. That's when it came to a head.
What do you believe their intentions are in the Senate? I mean, do they agree with you that there should be income tax, but also want property taxes? I mean, what is the overriding push from the committee? Well, what do they want?
I do believe that they're willing to do some income tax relief, but I don't know that they're willing to do it at a level that gets us to a flat tax. And, there is a cost to that because, by going to a flat tax, we're essentially relieving a lot of that burden on the high end of the tax spectrum. But, that's what naturally occurs because that's where the bulk of the tax is being paid. So, if you're going to do true relief and not redistribute, you got to relieve the people that are paying it, and that's what happens to the flat tax. I don't know that we've got the Senate on board with that, but we're going to continue to fight hard, and I think we'll get there. I believe their leadership favors getting to a flat tax. It's like I say, it's making the sausage, and And, you know, I think we would all like to get the tax relief piece off the table, because then it helps us, you know, with adjust our spending. While everything's going on at the same time, you know, my fear would be if we don't get it settled fairly quickly, what's going to be the easy fruit to get rid of? It's going to be tax relief. And that would be bad for everyone. It would be bad for us in the majority parties. It would be unconscionable for us to leave here without any tax relief. That's why I think it's key that we get it off the table as quickly as we can.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be, given the amount of dollars that are there and to focus on that, to leave there without tax relief for the citizens of North Dakota, which in my mind is the most important thing to be done this session. And
I'm in total agreement, and so is the governor, Scott.
Yeah, that's great. Hang on, Craig, if you would. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break and just walk us through the process a little bit here. On, again, people can call. Hey, I want a flat tax. Let them know. But I just want to know what's the next steps here, back and forth in this discussion. More with Craig Hedlund after this on What's on Your Mind.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Favorite part of the show when I get to make you a little hungry for some home cooking. My friends at Cafe USA, PetroServe USA. Man alive, they got a lot going on. Been at that hardware store lately. It is an incredible operation. And more coming just like it. Castleton facility under construction there right now. Breaking ground soon at Wahpeton on a great facility. They're growing at PetroServe USA. For lunch today, some great Lenten specials, fish and fries in Valley City. Also a bacon cheeseburger hot dish. They have that at West Main Avenue, West Fargo today as well, along with fried fish. Tuna casserole at 12th Avenue, 929. Fish sandwich dinner, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, PetroServe USA. Fish special in Glendon. And fish sandwich and fries on 45th Street in Fargo. That sound good or what? 21 past the hour, we continue our conversation on What's on Your Mind with Representative Craig Hedlund, talking about tax relief out of this legislative session and the back and forth between the House and the Senate and exactly what is happening there. Crystal ball this for me before we get into the details here, a little bit of the back and forth and how you'll get it done. Do you think you end up with some combination of property tax and income tax in this back and forth between the Senate and the House? Or do you think they settle on back to what your bill did, overwhelmingly passing the House?
No, I think it's going to be some form of a combination of both.
And that's the only way you get it through the Senate, basically?
I think so. You know, is it the best way to craft policy for tax relief? I don't necessarily believe it is, but, you know, we're one side and they're the other, and they have just as much say in the equation as we do. So it's unfortunate that we differ on this, but, you know, that's just the reality of it.
The argument from the governor, from you, and from others has been to say, you know, let's transform the income tax side. Let's get to this flat tax. Let's transition this out for folks with the incomes of the certain level and below. And property taxes, while a pain point for citizens, I mean, we hear it all the time. People are ticked about property taxes here. But your argument is that that's not yours to fix. Am I right?
Well, it seems like the argument, that's true. That is not ours to fix, but the argument now is been brought to the legislature because we inserted our dang nose in it in the first place. And I think you could make an argument, and I think you could actually provide the data to prove that the taxes have gone up higher, quicker because of the money that we've inserted. Now, the governor is exactly right when he says all that's occurred with the money you've sent out for, you know, that was proposed for tax relief is growth of local government and local taxing districts. And you see it all over. You know, we hear that the Fargo Park District is going to build a $100+ million facility in Fargo using property taxes. You know, those things are all great and they're fine. And if the community wants them, that's fine. But the community needs to understand then that they have to be paid for locally. So I don't know that that was put to a vote or anything like that. And, you know, that's just one project that gets talked about a lot down here because it's rather large. And, you know, it seems like it goes against, you know, some of the things that we're trying to do to help relieve the tax burden. So,
listener says, ask Representative Hedlund if the biggest lift in this income/property tax bill effort is that the governor's for it.
Well, you know, I imagine there may be a few legislators that feel that way. You know, I certainly would hope that we're not that petty, that we are looking at the policy piece of this and what's good for the state. You know, I will say, Scott, I've heard it over and over. People hear from some of their friends that live in other states, you know, mostly those states down south, whether it be Arizona, Florida, Texas. And you know what they're talking about? North Dakota going to the flat rate and, you know, how productive that's going to be. And, you know, we really are the envy of some of these states, even though they may not have an income tax, they're talking about it. And I think, you know, what better way to promote North Dakota, especially to those workers who are looking at relocating. So, you know, just that chatter is helping us. Now we just got to follow through and get the policy done.
To the emailer's point here, texter, I guess, I mean, that is a factor, right? I mean, there is a a natural tension between the executive branch of the governor and the legislative branch with the House and the Senate, where, you know, there is a, we're not going to just do what you tell us to do, kind of mentality, isn't there?
Well, you know, there is that. There, you know, that's naturally occurring every biennium, and it really hasn't mattered who the governor is. You know, the legislature views that what we do is important, and it's our prerogative to spend the money and draft the policy, you know, and the executive branch is there to carry it out. Of course, you know, it doesn't always work that way. We know that the governor has his issues and his policy desires that he wants passed, and you know, he works for them. So does it cause some resentment? You know, at times it does. I'm sure all these vetoes are not helping him with his cause, but, you know, we'll just have to see how it washes out. You know, I guess his first two vetoes were sustained, so, you know, I guess he won on those two issues, but we'll see moving forward if he wants to continue to use his pen, you know, how effective it is.
Walk me through the process now of where it's at, and, you know, is this bounce between conference committees? Does it get a vote on the floor again? How will this end?
Well, so we had our first conference committee on yesterday afternoon. Well, our next one is scheduled for 11 o'clock on Monday. We're scheduled an hour. I hope we can make some progress. I'm assuming that we won't be able to complete it. I'm hopeful that we can complete that committee next week. It then is a House bill. It would then go return to the House floor for final passage if we can come to an agreement, and then go to the Senate. Now, if we can't find any agreement, I'm not sure what the House's position would be, but, you know, we're going to negotiate for so long, and then we're going to probably end up having to take to the floor. The Senate does have... They've got the ability now to keep the policy that they put into the bill without us being able to revoke it. So if they stand firm on what they passed us, my suggestion would be that we take it to the House floor and kill it. I don't know if that'll happen. But if that happens, Scott, I do have two bills that they sent over for property tax. They passed them, but then they inserted them into this income tax bill. So
there's
I'm
ways.
Holding those in committee until we find out what their plans are. If we cannot negotiate with them, then, you know, what are our options? We'll put the policy we want in one of those bills.
Well,
and then we'll have that leverage.
We're glad you're fighting on it. The update on the income tax cut battle in the legislative session. Thank you, Craig Hedlund.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. Israel's military has launched air attacks on southern Lebanon and the Gaza Strip following a volley of reported rocket attacks on their country. Today's strikes in southern Lebanon came a day after militants fired nearly three dozen rockets from there at Israel, wounding two people and causing property damage. The Israeli military says it targeted installations of Hamas, The Fed's plan of cooling the economy to fight inflation is starting to work. The Labor Department announced this morning U.S. hiring slowed down in March as employers added 236,000 jobs last month. Also, the unemployment rate fell to 3.5%. Steve Forbes on Fox News this morning chimes in.
So not a bad report, but you see these other indicators out there, something's going to happen. And because of the distortions of the lockdowns, where patterns of the past don't hold now. You'd never have 3.5% unemployment in an economy slowing down.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
20 before the top of the hour, a listener wanted us to just actually got this, and it came at the last second of the conversation with Representative Craig Hedlund, who's now gone, that said, ask him about the per diem increase approved while ignoring the school lunch issue. The argument they are different issues holds no water. Sorry, I didn't get a chance to ask him, though, although I believe that's passed in the Senate, didn't it? Anyway, long story short, that politically looks terrible. There's just no other way to say that. It just, there's no way to put lipstick on that pig. You know, none. And if you haven't followed this, they voted to increase their lunch per diem, but previously, earlier, had voted down the school lunch thing. Now, the one thing I'll say on the school lunch deal is we already have free lunch for students, comes from the federal government, up to 130% of the poverty level, okay? And what the bill was doing was increasing it. I think if you made $60,000 or less as a family, then you'd get free lunch. So they were, you know, making North Dakota's school lunch a little sweeter, for lack of a better term. And that did not pass. I don't exactly know why not. I don't know if they just thought it was a precedent or what. Not exactly sure why they didn't. But it wasn't like, okay, they passed on free lunch. You're taking lunch from kids and you're giving it to the other, you know. But it'll be made out to be that. Democrats are having a field day with it, for sure. And you'd expect them to. On the other hand, you got to just do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may sometimes. 26 before the top of the hour, our next guest is the Executive Vice President of Summit Carbon Solutions. Wade Bassance is with us today on the program. Wade, how are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Nice to catch up with you again. I saw a milestone earlier that I thought it'd be fun to talk to you a little bit about, besides getting an update on the overall project, and that was that you had around 70% of the landowners necessary signing easements for this pipeline. So is that where you want to be at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a significant milestone for us. I'm very pleased to have now over 70% of the agreements executed with landowners across the footprint of the project. So for the project of kind of this size and scale, to be at that point at the stage of the project, is really outstanding, and we're very proud of that.
And the 70 plus percent now obviously have sat down, weighed the pros and cons, and said, I like this project. I want to do it. It's a respectful offer. So it's a good sign all the way around. What timeline do you have for the easements in total?
Yeah, so we'll continue to work to secure 100% of the easements across the project. Like I said, we're at 70% today. We're another significant milestone in the project is we've filed for our North Dakota pipeline permit with North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we've started those public hearings. So two of them are now completed. Have another one here next week, and then additionally in May we'll have our final hearing. And so as we work, through the permitting process, and continue the development of the project, we'll continue to work with landowners to secure the remaining easements. It's been over a year now that we've been securing easements for the project. We've had great interactions with landowners along the way, educating them on the project, addressing their concerns related to liabilities associated with the pipeline and the pipeline operating on their project, related to how does it work with their grain tile, the reclamation of the pipeline in the pipeline corridor, or reclamation of land along the pipeline corridor, so all of those really important topics through individual conversations with landowners and groups of landowners, we've been able to gain the support of landowners and reach agreements. And that's just the way the process works. And of course, compensation is also, a very important element. And so, we sit down at the table, with the landowners, work through all of those, questions and concerns and negotiate agreements. And so that process will continue until we have all of the agreement signed.
Just in a basic sense, when you walk me through a typical conversation with a landowner on this, first thing you say is what you're looking to do. What are you seeking from them? What kind of a footprint does this have?
Yeah, so a typical conversation with the landowners starts with introducing the project, introducing the company. This is who we are. This is what we intend to do. Here's our project. Here's how it would impact your land. Here's the route that we would like to cross your property. Often there's back and forth with the landowner about the route, and sometimes that results in variances to the route. We get into here's how we will construct. Here's how we will operate. Here's how we ensure the safety of the line. Here's how we maintain the integrity of the line. Here's how we'll reclaim the property. Here's how we address potential liabilities associated with the construction and operation of the line. So it tends to be numerous meetings to work through all those and address questions and concerns the landowner has that ultimately results into we understand the project. We're willing to execute an agreement with the company, and we negotiate compensation.
Yeah, the final piece. Interesting. You mentioned earlier the North Dakota Public Service Commission component as well. What kind of a timeline do they have in the approval process?
Yeah, so there were four hearings across the footprint of the project across North Dakota from Bismarck, started in Bismarck. We were in Gwinner here a week and a half ago. Next week we'll be in Wahpeton, and then lastly we'll be in Linton in May. That's kind of those hearings are spread out over that 3-month window of time. At the end of that, then the commission will assess all of the information that was presented during the hearings and in the application, and ultimately issue a decision. We would expect that decision to be, made in the third quarter of this year sometime.
Third quarter, okay. And by then, would you expect you'd have the easements you need? And, Remind me again the total timeline on the project. When do you want to be up and running?
Yeah, so we're working through the permitting process. We now have, you know, our permits hearing starting in North Dakota, as we've discussed. You know, they started here in March. We'll be starting hearings in South Dakota in September, and then Iowa following that in the October-November timeframe. And at the end of that, then we'll have, once we have all of the permits, then we will proceed to construction after the permits are issued. And so we would expect to be constructing in 2024 and bringing the system online in 2025.
And is the approval process in the states, in other words, the equivalent of the North Dakota Public Service Commission in South Dakota and Iowa, the only approval process? Is it just state regulatory action that it requires to approve this?
So the states approve the siting of the pipeline, which is in essence the route and your compliance with, the standards of the state from a environmental perspective. And then there's federal approvals associated with the crossing of waterways, so Corps of Engineers, for any major river crossings, for example, as well as federal wildlife permits as well. So it's a combination of state and federal permits across the project, and then when more locally, for crossings of roads and water districts, those are local permits that are required from the individual counties or local subdivisions.
Anything else you want to tell us about the progress?
I think we've covered it very well. I think There's been a robust set of discussions going on between us and landowners and communities around the project, its economic value proposition, the safety of the pipelines and CO2 pipelines. And I would just say there's been a lot of education along the way, and there'll continue to be a lot of education as we move forward. We're pleased with the progress we're making. And the amount of support that we've received from landowners, both along the pipeline route and in the sequestration area. And so it's just been really important element of advancing the project to this point has been that, education and outreach around it. And in the moment that the discussion is largely focused around pipelines and pipeline safety, and which is the right conversation for us to be having. And we welcome, that engagement with landowners, communities, residents, to, address those concerns. At the end of the day, the very safest way to move a fluid or transport a fluid is through pipelines. And of those pipelines, CO2 pipelines have historically been the safest pipeline operations in the country. There's over 5,000 miles of CO2 pipelines in operation today, including, several CO2 pipelines in North Dakota, the longest of which is 200 miles and been operating for over 20 years. And so I think it's just really important for people to take the time to get educated, understand CO2 pipelines, the safety of them, and it's important for us all to be comfortable with that. And that's really a really important part of the process as it related to outreach and education. And that kind of education has resulted in us being successful at getting 70% agreements for the easements across the project.
One more question related to some concerns that came up in Burley County. We'll do that after the break, and then we'll let you go. Wade, thanks for the time. We'll continue our conversation after this short timeout. Wade Bassance is here from Summit Carbon Solutions, Executive Vice President, talking about the Summit Carbon Solutions Pipeline proposed project. More after this on What's on Your Mind after a short time out. Don't go away.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On a ball on the beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking laws, freaking dates, when we're rolling down the street, heads turning all day when they see you with me.
Segment, What's On Your Mind? Charlie Kirk coming up next on the Flag Family Radio Network, so stay tuned for that on stations down the line. We look forward to Charlie sliding in here on this Good Friday. I assume he's on. I don't know. He could be taking a holiday. We'll see. We're wrapping up our conversation with Wade Besance, who is the Executive Vice President at Summit Carbon Solutions. I mentioned the Burley County thing. I want to ask you about the new group that is undergoing an effort to oppose the project in Burley County, as I understand it. And the former mayor of Bismarck, John Warford, has been one of the ones that has been raising his voice in opposition to this, saying it's way too close to Bismarck It's just a mile outside our extraterritorial area. It runs through a rural residential area. A few of the comments he made. What about that, Wade?
Yeah, I would say, we just acknowledge that, that is the case, that we've been, Mayor Warford and others have been opposing the project and its route, largely around, concerns over, safety related to the pipeline and its proximity to Bismarck. In reality, the pipeline is routed, 5 miles outside of the current city limits of Bismarck to the east, and over 4 miles outside the current city limits to the north. So it's significantly outside the Bismarck area. Additionally, I think it's just really important to understand that these are highly regulated pipelines with federal oversight from PHMSA, which is the Pipeline Hazardous Materials Regulatory Agency that oversees and regulates the safety of all high pressure pipelines, including CO2 pipelines, and of those, in over 50 years of operations of the CO2 line, there has never been a fatality associated with a CO2 pipeline. So they have an impeccable record of safety. But those are where the concerns lie, related to primarily related to the location of our project and its route around Bismarck. Now, I'm optimistic that we can continue to work through those concerns with Mayor Warford and his group. But to this point, we have not been successful in doing so. And Burleigh County has intervened with an ordinance, much of which is, many parts of which have gone outside of, their jurisdictional authority, if you will, into areas that are preempted by others, of course. But, we remain open to, trying to come to a mutual agreement with Mayor Warford and others, and continue to educate and work to develop a successful project. But that's what I'd say about it, for now, Scott. But, at the end of the day, like I said, these pipelines are historically safe. We have numerous other high-pressure pipelines running right through the middle of Bismarck and through the area that's being developed here in North Bismarck. And so, pipelines in proximity to developed areas are not newer news, we're highly confident that we can safely operate this system and construct this line in the location that we've chosen, which is, like I said, well outside the city limits of Bismarck.
Yeah, my hope is that people just have the conversation, rather than make a noise and doing petitions and all kinds of other things. Sit down one-on-one, have a conversation. North Dakota Nice, ask tough questions, satisfy your concerns, and then decide whether it's for you or not. This is the best way to do this. This idea of protesting pipelines is, sort of started the whole Dakota Access Pipeline thing, really a dangerous time. I also think people should focus on the fact that this throws the oil and gas industry a lifeline. Doesn't it, Wade?
No, absolutely. Linear infrastructure is just critical to the North Dakota economy more broadly. Right? So we're 70% of our economy is entirely reliant on linear infrastructure to move massive amounts of ag and energy commodities to markets. And so absent our ability to construct linear infrastructure like pipelines, and now we have CO2 pipelines that enables a future for our ag industry, in this case specifically corn and ethanol. And likewise, you see the same future related to our traditional fuels industries, coal, natural gas, and oil. And so there's a number of projects that are under development related to both energy and agriculture. Ours is one of them. We have, you know, several projects moving forward to capture CO2 emissions from coal plants here in the state.
It makes a difference of whether we have these industries long-term in the state. It really does. To be continued for sure. Just wanted to get folks an update today. And, Wade, you helped us do that. Thanks a ton. Talk soon.
Thank you.
Summit Carbon Solutions, Wade Faison. See you tomorrow.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.